Like, I don't think we've had an we've had like kind of a 3-episode break of just things just going crazy, but it was a lot of I guess recounts, like for story purposes. We had to know these things happened and how they got to where they are now. But we're back in the present, and the present is still like on site. It's still choosing violence, which I thought was done. Once the ultimate choice of violence was made in episode 6, I thought we're not going to get any more violence probably for another 8 episodes. Like, Attack on Titan likes to slowly build their violence meter. We back on it ahead of schedule. We just had a bombing, bro. like legit, like, and we have no idea how it happened.
Welcome back to the podcast, folks. It's your girl, Anime Nay, and you are listening to Big Titan Talk, the podcast all about this final season of Attack on Titan. And today, we're going to be talking about episode 12, and I have Ethan here of the Verve Room here with me. Welcome to the podcast,
Ethan. What's up? Thank you. Thank you for letting me on. This is it's a long time coming, let me tell you. There's just too much that I can't stop talking about Attack on Titan. Let's just go ahead and get into it. There's too much going on.
It's so much going on. But before we even get into that, I wanted to say, I was checking you out, and you're a total creative. I see you're a photographer, filmmaker, and a fellow podcast host. So I wanted to ask you, so what's kind of like your favorite medium to create with right now? Is it, you know, the podcast stuff? Is it photography? What kind of are you mostly interested in right now?
It kind of just... they scratch different itches for me. So I'd say the most recent thing I did, I had a photo shoot that I did help with a fashion lookbook for someone else's project. That was really fun to do. And I just like being to get into that creative high. That's what I'm addicted to. So like when I feel like, wow, I'm really doing something, and it really like invigorates me, it makes me feel like my life is worth something that I'm creating. That's what I like to do. So sometimes it's with using, you know, my voice and speaking in podcast form and just, you know, going on riffs. I don't like to rant too much. I'm not a big rant guy. I just like to talk, and everything is about conversation for me. I like to generate conversation between people, either through art with photography or cinematography or, of course, podcasting. But to answer your question, for real, it's probably photography right now. I love taking pictures. That's my thing. So that's where I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. So when you say photography, are you okay? I honestly do not know very much about photography, like the actual technique and everything behind it, but are you more of like, what is it called when you're photographing humans as opposed to like landscapes and stuff like that?
So there's landscape photography. There's street photography, which it could be, or architectural photography, where you're not taking people or, you know, living things. But you can do portraiture. I always have a hard time saying you can do portraits or editorials, which is something that I'm more gravitating towards. So I do more closer to the editorial work now. But, you know, I take all different types of stuff. It's just that I don't really share everything that I take all the time. Sometimes it's just for me. It's, you know, I just take stuff from me, but I'm mostly an editorial photographer. So stuff that you would particularly see on a magazine cover is where I like to travel towards. That's my lane.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of doing it just for you, on your podcast, I think it was your latest episode, you talked about hobbies. And when I tell you that episode, like, that resonated so much with me, because I mean, you run a podcast. I feel like people don't understand who don't do podcasts. It's a little bit of work. It's a little bit of work, you know. It's really not
don't undersell it. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's not literally just pressing record and just talking. Yeah. Like there's, I feel like so much more that goes into it. But yeah, so that episode in particular, you're talking about hobbies and how it's okay to just enjoy doing something and doing it. And I was like, oh, absolutely. So like, I feel like, you know, capitalism absolutely has ruined everything.
It does.
Literally it does. Like even in my life, in my professional life, I'm a yoga teacher. And I work just like in the yoga wellness space. And, you know, that was a hobby for me. I love movement, love yoga. And then I was like, okay, how can I capitalize off this? You know what I mean? And it's like, why does that even have to be a thing? We can just enjoy stuff for the pure enjoyment of it.
Right. For sure. It's honestly, once you start thinking about money, the joy just starts seeping away. There was a point in time where I tried to think about how to make money from everything that I did. Because, you know, you do put a lot of time into stuff. So I understand a lot of the sentiments. But at the end of the day, it's like, am I going to enjoy what I do while stressing about trying to figure, like, I don't want to turn into a financial expert in the midst of trying to discover who I am at what I'm doing. Because 9 out of 10, I'm not the best, you know, I'm not the best piece of sliced bread in whatever I'm doing right now. I'm getting there. I'm getting better every day. But, you know, put the time in to learning the craft, I think. That's the biggest thing for me. If you put time in to learn the craft, the money will come anyway. Like, people will notice you. So don't stress about trying to turn yourself into a fucking six-stream income type of person. It's a lie, first of all. It's too impossible. You're going to do somebody down bad to get to that point anyway. But that's the little soapbox. I guess I do rant sometimes.
No, but I mean, you're speaking truth, though. Like, I saw this tweet the other day, and I was like, dang, like, I've never seen something more real right now. But you know how everybody is like, let's get this bread. Like, come on, what we doing, y'all? What's the company? What's the business? What we doing? And the tweet was like, it was something from SpongeBob, and it was like a fish, like, trying to crawl into, what's the restaurant called?
The Krusty Krab. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, so it was a fish trying to, you know what I'm talking about? I think it was like bread, let's get, or something like that. Like, the fish was just like tired, fed up. Like, the whole culture, I feel like right now is like, you know, what are you doing with your time? And I feel like people forget that capital isn't always just money. Like, your happiness, your fulfillment, your joy is plenty enough capital to spend time doing something. You know what I mean? But yeah, when I listened to that, I was like, man, this is so real. I hope every like millennial, Gen Z, everyone who's like in this little age group can hear that, because it's so serious.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely with spitting facts. But I wanted to ask you, like, slightly switching gears. So anime, what are you watching right now?
Oh, man. Okay, so let's see. I'm watching Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, I'm weekly on that. I was when the season was going on. I'm a big Haikyuu stan. Like, there's not many things that I stan in this world, but Haikyuu, I go to war. I think it's the best shonen on television. I don't care. No one can tell me any different. But so sometimes I find myself rewatching episodes every now and again. But current running shows, I'm watching Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm watching ReZero. I need to catch up on that. I just finished Dorohedoro on Netflix, which I think is really good. Underrated. The Anime Awards did us bad, but we'll get right soon enough. And that's basically kind of it. Sometimes I don't like to overwhelm myself in between seasons. And of course, I'm watching Attack on Titan, which Sundays are the days, or like, I plan my days around Attack on Titan on Sunday. Like, I got to make sure I'm there, because I don't want to get spoiled, because, you know, people are ready to unleash as soon as, because it comes out, what, 3:45 by 4:20, it's over with. You missed it. Everybody's spilling the beans. I can't get involved. I got to turn off Twitter. I got to delete the app or something because it's just not good for me. But, I'm also watching Food Wars for the first time. So that's an experience that that's enough for another podcast. I don't want to talk about food. There's too much going on in that show. But that's what I've been on recently.
Okay, yeah. So Food Wars, I love it. One of my best friends is a supreme foodie and she doesn't watch anime. And she hit me up one day like, have you heard of the show Food Wars? And I was like, yeah, but I actually haven't seen any of it. She's like, Linnea, you gotta watch this show. The food looks so good. It's crazy. And I love Food Wars. It's just so well written to me. And also just legitimately the food looks incredible. I'm not the type of person that is usually like, oh, anime food looks super good. Like, I usually don't ever think that animated food looks like anything, but this food looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks incredible. And I feel the same exact way. On Sundays, when I tell you I will not even get on Twitter, I will not. I barely will get on Instagram too if I haven't seen the new episode yet. And I almost feel like, I'm like, are people getting leaks of AOT or something? Because it seems like earlier on in the morning, well, I guess it comes out different times at different, you know, places in the world. But it seems like Sunday mornings too, I'll get on and I'll be seeing images of stuff. And I'm like, what's this from? So I feel like the whole Sunday, I, you know, take a little social media slight cleanse until I watch the episode. And I refuse. I feel like I've gone too long without really getting too much spoiled. So I'm like, I refuse. But so many people have been kind of telling me like, Linnea, the finale is going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Like, you know, whenever, whatever is supposed to happen happens, you're going to be like, oh my God. And so I don't know. Have people been saying that to you too? Do you watch, do you read the manga?
No, I'm anime only. And I'm glad to be. I don't want the manga, honestly. Like you can't, there's just some things that animation just does that you can't get out of the manga, which of course, I respect manga readers because at least for AOT, let me tell you, the manga readers have been, I know they know some things that are just out of control and they've just been doing a wonderful job not spoiling it for me so far. So shout out to them. I don't want to read the manga. I'm cool where I'm at right now. And it's just like, it reminds me of a time where we didn't have, you know, instant 12 episode seasons batched in, like the whole streaming model. Like I like the fact that I'm going week to week. It helps drive conversation. It helps me think about the show more often. And I think it gives people time to breathe. Could you imagine just deep diving the last 12 episodes, like in one go? Like I pass out, like it's just too much going on. You need digest time with Attack on Titan, it's too much.
Man, I'll tell you, I have a few friends who hadn't seen Attack on Titan. And when I kind of started this podcast, I have two friends in particular. When I started this podcast, they were like, dang, like, I want to listen. I want to watch the show. And I was like, watch the show. They have been binging it. And I know that they're overwhelmed. I know that they're overwhelmed. I'm like, y'all, I don't know if you'll make it to season 4, you know, by the time this podcast is over. But you dang near don't even need to try to do that. Because like you said, it's, to me, some of the seasons, like past moments were so heavy and so involved. I'm like, you almost need a slight break. I mean, let alone, like you said, season 4 has been incredible. But yeah, I agree. I'm watching Dragon Ball Z and Yu Yu Hakusho because I feel like they're a little bit more. Well, first off, I had never seen Yu Yu Hakusho. So
really?
Yeah, this is my first time watching it. And I am like a super fan at this point.
Enjoy that. That's a classic right there.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how I never, you know, I think a few years ago, I was totally adverse to watching older anime. I don't know. I just felt like it was going to be boring. Like I was totally into like Death Note was my favorite. It still is my favorite anime, but I was like, okay, if it's not going to have me drawn in episode 1, moment 1, I don't want to see it. And I mean, I'm not like that at all anymore. And so I'm just like annoyed at myself for never having given, you know, that show a chance before. But I'm watching that and I'm rewatching Dragon Ball Z. And I feel like that's the, like, you know, the calm before my Sunday storm of Attack on Titan. You know? like that's like a little lighthearted, like, oh dang, like Cell is back. Oh man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like now let's get into Attack on Titan.
That's how I treat Food Wars. Food Wars is my primer for Attack on Titan. And then once Attack on Titan time is, I kick everybody out the room. It's time for me to dive in, lock in. It's the only thing, because me and my sister are both watching at the same time. So once we watch the episode, we just call each other and we're just riffing for like an hour. And this last episode, man. When are we getting into it? Because this is just too much to say.
No, let's get, well, before we even get in, let me ask you, like, who are some of your favorite characters in AOT? Like, who are you riding for right now?
I don't have characters that I ride for in this show. That's the biggest mistake. It's not attachment. Just don't pick sides in this show. Watch it for what it is. Once you start picking sides, you get pissed. Things just start. I will say, RIP to Sasha. She's everybody, you know, everybody liked Sasha. I will say that. I enjoyed Sasha as a character. And what they've done with her backstory and like what she's like, clearly she's had like a big effect. Like, I didn't honestly think they would make Sasha's death so meaningful to the show, but she's like, she died and she's been in the last like three episodes, basically either through, you know, passively or, you know, through like cutscenes and stuff from the past. But, you know, Sasha's a good one. I miss her, or I will miss her. But besides that, you know, I just like the interactions. I like Aaron because Aaron's just on a different level of like, I don't know what he is, an anarchist, revolutionary. He's something. And it's really fun to see a character who is clearly like mentally unstable, but also like so like sharp. Like, Aaron has never been this sharp as a character since the inception of Aaron when he saw his mom get clapped up. So ever since then, he's been unstable all the time. Like, he has a lot of bad issues, but this Aaron is very strange. And I'm also intrigued by, so I love Gabby, right? But not in the way of like, I don't love Gabby at all. I despise her, but I love her character. So it's always like, you know, F Gabby. Like, we don't mess with Gabby around here. But her character is very much needed and I think they're handling her very carefully in a good way. So I will say that. Everybody else though, love Hanj. Hanj is cool. I'm not like a Levi stan. I know there's a lot of them out there, but Levi is cool. But I think he's like 38. Like, he needs to retire or something. But I get it. He's fighting for freedom. So, you know, go him. But outside of that, all the other casting characters, they have their place. I will say that.
Yeah, I feel that. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Thinking about like Mikasa and Aaron, like Aaron has always been this like fiery, like, I gotta kill all the Titans, like I won't rest until all the Titans are dead. And Mikasa's like, chill out, like I gotta save you from yourself, like I'll take on your burden to save you. And then we got Gabby over here who's like, I gotta kill all the people in Paradise Island, like, oh, I swear to God, like she's like hell bent on doing that. And you know, you have Falco who's like, relax, I need to save you from yourself. And so, you know, I had to calm down because I 100% was like so fed up with Gabby's entire character. I was like, she's just adding a level of complication that I feel like we don't even need right now. But when I thought about it like that, I was like, actually, maybe we do need her character. And I am interested to see, I don't think we'll ever get it, what a confrontation between her and like, you know, Zeke would be. Like, Zeke wasn't necessarily her idol, but at the same time, like this person who she probably did look up to in some sense, and he's totally doing the complete opposite of what you would expect of him to do. So yeah, I don't know. My feelings about Gabby are definitely they're very complicated at this point, for sure. But so you mentioned Aaron. I have a lot of confusion about that man too, because I feel like I'm making a lot of assumptions, but really, like, what is Aaron's goal? What is Aaron's goal? And everyone's assuming that Aaron's like sided with Zeke. But what I'm confused on is, you know, Zeke said, I'm trying to do the rumbling. What y'all trying to do? And it seemed like, you know, the Paradise Island government is like, okay, we're open to trying the rumbling out too. So why does Aaron even have a need to break out of prison and do all this stuff? Like, what is the, I'm just like, where is this tension, this like, this whole thing coming from?
Well, I mean, they were going to kill him. Because
they were going to kill him.
Yeah, because, you know, basically that's the thought process, right? They're going to take Aaron's Titan form away, right? They're going to kill him and feed him to somebody else so they can have someone that they can completely control with the founding Titan. Because Aaron is a loose cannon at this point. He's a lost cause, and he risked the lives of all their, you know, everybody in the mission. So they forced their, like, Aaron basically forced, quote unquote, I say quote unquote because we don't know the whole story yet, because we don't know what him and Zeke talked about in the letters, but that's soon come, I hope. I hope I don't have to wait for part two or whatever the case may be, whatever they do. But yeah, so basically he went against his own government in a sense and forced their hands, and they're like, oh no, we're not having that no more. You're out of here. So he bounced out of there, and I don't know. I'm trying to hold it in because there's just so much that happened in the last episode. Like, I don't think we've had we've had like kind of a 3-episode break of just things just going crazy, but it was a lot of, I guess, recounts, like for story purposes. We had to know these things happened and how they got to where they are now, but we're back in the present, and the present is still like on site. It's still choosing violence, which I thought was done. Once the ultimate choice of violence was made in episode 6, I thought we're not going to get any more violence probably for another 8 episodes. Like, Attack on Titan likes to slowly build their violence meter. We back on it ahead of schedule. We just had a bombing, bro. like legit, like, and we have no idea how it happened, but that's insane. First of all, that the political intrigue in this show is top notch, A1 stuff. It is, it's the Game of Thrones of anime. That's what I like to, well, Game of Thrones season 1 through 6.5 of the anime, but it's out there, bro. It's a different level. It's a different beast of a story, but Aaron's a different guy right now. I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could explain, because I don't know. Like, Aaron, he stinks. I hate him. And I also am so happy that they took him this way at the same time. Because he needed, yeah. Like, I feel like that's his best. This has been like the best piece of development for Aaron in a long time, I guess. Is now he's just this guy. He's finally wearing the coat that he wears in the trailer. Like, things are moving forward, and like, I don't know who this is gonna be. He looks like Aizen from Bleach. It's a weird thing going on. So like, he's having a crisis.
He's definitely giving me like calm, sinister, relaxed Aizen vibes, 100%. But I'm kind of like, okay, here's my thing, right? The whole 4 seasons of Attack on Titan has been a lot of Aaron. You have to decide, are you going to listen to everyone or are you going to make your own choice? Like, you know, it's kind of up to you. And I don't remember what season that was that, Levi made it like such a big, oh, it was the first season, I think, when they were fighting female Titan. Like, he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, should I turn into a Titan and fight her? Or do I just allow the people around me to fight her? Because that's what they're telling me to do. And Levi's like, I can't make the decision for you. Like, you got to figure that out. So it seems like that has been the theme this whole time. But it's like, you know, right now Aaron's like, y'all are tweaking. I can't just sit around and, like you said, wait for y'all to make the decision to feed me to somebody else. We need to do something like right now, like today. Now, I don't know if that was the best decision to make or not. I am not a military professional. Who is to say? But I do feel like they did have to do something. I just think that people of Paradise Island are a little, they're being a little too too naive, just a little too naive.
No, yeah, and they lost all trust in the government, right? Because they locked Aaron up as soon as they got a victory, and they're like, "Why we won the battle today? Why is Aaron locked up? He should be celebrated in the streets." And now he galvanized those people, and they busted him out. Listen, war criminal started a coup amongst his own people while he was in prison. Honestly, the track record for Aaron right now, he's a legend. He's a legend right now. Like, no matter which side you're looking at, this is something that will never be forgotten. Aaron is a different guy. He's a different cat now. It's a different pedigree. Before, it was just, oh man, he gets mad and he somehow learned. He learned how to do jujitsu or something. He learned how to grapple and he still lost. Aaron's not losing anymore. I don't know what happened in 4 years for Aaron not to lose, but he ain't take a loss yet.
No, he's hopping in and out of Titans like it's nothing. Literally hopping out of his Titan, talking about when he said, "It looks like you're out of moves, but I have plenty more," or whatever he said. I was like, oh, he's been training. Okay, he's on it. And even a couple episodes back, I kind of talked about this on one of my other podcasts, but like in all the montages we got of the people of Paradise Island interacting with the folks from Marley, Aaron was not there. The only time we saw him was when they were at shooting practice. Like, he was like, "You'll see me." Yeah, he's like, I don't need to play around. I don't need to be eating fish with, what is that guy's name? Like, I every time I try to prepare for this podcast, I always forget this man's name. The one who was like, I guess maybe dating Sasha, who was a chef. Do you remember his name?
I don't think he was dating Sasha, was he? No, he was just cooking for her. And he just like, oh, you're talking about, the Marleyan who was cooking for the Eldians in Marley. No, not in, on Paradise, right? So he ended up just being a cook for all of them, discovering new foods, new cultures, because, they're on an island that thought that was the whole world. So literally Sasha's mind is blown every time she tries like a piece of cheese. So like, he just grew attached to the fact that somebody really enjoyed his cooking this much. And then when he found out that she passed, he just kind of was like, he was just down bad. So, but yeah, I forget his name all the time. Honestly, I'm kind of concerned because is that who they were hinting in like the last episode, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Brother's a double agent. Wait, is everybody a double agent? First of all, we haven't even talked about it. Peek is on the island.
No, that's what, Peek is on the island. I said, what? No, he did not. I know last episode, Reiner talking about we need to act now. And they said, oh, yeah, we're acting literally tomorrow. Great. Like, huh? Peek is on the island? How did she get there? Also, how did Aaron get on the island the first time, too? I'm just like, how? Okay, yeah, but that actually doesn't make any sense. They literally have huge walls. How did Peek get on the island?
This is why I'm like, what's Zeke up to, man? Zeke's got something going on. Is he a triple agent, double agent against Marley, but he still don't really ride with Paradise? Maybe he's just in it for himself. I'm pretty sure he's manipulating Aaron at some point. Like,
do you think so?
Definitely.
You think that Zeke is literally manipulating Aaron, though?
No, yeah, for sure. Like, there's just no way. Like, there'd be no reason for, like, there's been no real context unless it's like literally hatred of their mutual, like, of their biological father. Other than that, there's really nothing tying them together. Like, that is it. They're siblings, but they don't really necessarily act like siblings. They haven't had an interaction really since since they were on the blimp, and it was like 5 seconds, like wasn't very endearing. It didn't seem like they had some camaraderie. They were writing letters back and forth. So until they establish what their relationship really is, I'm assuming that this is all Zeke in the working right now. And like Aaron has his own objectives. Cause I don't think Aaron's just blindly following Zeke though. I think Brother got memories. Like, he knows what's going on. That's probably why he busted out of jail, because it's like, y'all not seeing what I'm seeing, right? I know what's about to go down or what has been going down. what y'all got going on ain't gonna fix nothing. So I gotta go handle it on my own.
That's why when Pixis said in that meeting, like, when, I don't know, I think it was Armin was like, what should we do? And Pixis is like, well, I mean, we don't have a choice. We're going to have to listen to Aaron and Zeke. And I'm like, yeah, y'all don't have a choice. These two are titans. They literally hold the key to everything. So like, what are y'all, yeah, what are y'all going to do without them? You literally have no choice. And like Aaron said, you know, it was only so long before him being in that cell just wasn't going to work. And I mean, like, yeah, it was disrespectful for him to be act like that, but he's not lying, or he wasn't lying. I mean, yeah. But I was going to say, with that guy, I do wonder, I don't know if I think they're all like mega triple agents. I have no clue, but I think I do have a theory about what could possibly be happening, but it was a scene, I want to say in the episode before last, where all the, it was like a bunch of Eldian government officials talking about Historia. And at the end of the scene, the guy who was serving them went downstairs to the basement of the restaurant to get more wine. And whatever that guy's name is, who I never can remember.
Yo, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like he was down there and the music was a little sinister. And he was like, you're talking about this wine? So I was just wondering, like, what is he doing down there? And the fact that the next episode is the Sasha's family with those two kids coming to the restaurant. I hope that the big thing about that isn't just that he's going to see them and be like, oh, those are the warrior candidates. Like, I hope that's not it. I hope it's something else, but I don't know.
Listen, you just put a thought in my head, man. I hope these Marleyans that came into Paradise haven't been hitting the rope-a-dope and like basically faking like they want to bring culture and actually like come together as a nation and as a people. But actually what they're doing is just dropping, like, just doping up Titan serum in foods and in wines, and got folks with brought a quarter out with Titan serum. And then when the rumbling happens, boom, everybody Titan. Like it would be some, you put that in my head, because like,
wow, yeah.
Because they're feeding everybody. They feeding everybody. They bringing wine from different places. They run in the foods. Like they put them in. Remember last episode, they were talking about somebody put whoever is in charge of the Marleyans on Paradis asked for positions of occupation in certain places. For right. Why, we don't know yet. But that's the theory I'm rocking with right now. They feeding Titan serum in them right now. They're putting it in. It's the crack epidemic all over again.
No, but seriously, you know, my mind didn't even go there. I was thinking, like, what if they're planting? Because we just talked about, you know, what is everyone's angle? And in my head, I'm like, it very well could be that Zeke is just playing nice right now, but I don't think he cares at all about any of the people on Paradise Island. And I do think that his goal is like a liberation of Eldian people, but not necessarily anybody on Paradise Island. So I was like, maybe they're planting bombs, or maybe their plan is actually to like do the rumbling but crush everyone in Paradis. But absolutely, if they're not doing that, that's a good little plot right there. We need to, that was good.
Listen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so does that mean then that what if, so is Yelena in on that? I mean, but I guess she would do whatever Zeke wants her to do. Like, she's just, you know, team Zeke.
I was gonna say, I honestly, everybody's up in the air at this point. Once we started basically blowing up prime ministers and we started breaking dudes out of prison, got their own factions now. So like, not only is the Paradis Eldians are like basically fighting against Marleyans and the rest of the world, now they have their own interfighting between factions, where one side is following the government, another side is like, you know, Jaegerist, which is an interesting term they use. So yeah. It's not sticking right now, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, Jaegerist is kind of lame. They gotta find something else.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
Yeah, I don't like that one. It's just too many syllables.
And it's just like, okay, it was this episode the first time they said that, or was it the time? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
they just coined it out of the blue, like, because they're like, well, what do we call his followers? I guess we'll call him Jaegerish. Like,
right. And they're like, oh, be quiet, because so people are going to think we're Jaegerist. I'm like, okay. Yeah, one of the people I had on my podcast before, my friend Duncan, he mentioned that he felt like there was going to be some sort of like civil war, some sort of civil unrest on Paradise Island before anything even like really goes down against anyone else. And I was kind of like, yeah, but also like, that's so much that we don't need that. And yet here we are. I should have known better. If they're going to throw some wrenches in there, they're going to throw the wrenches in there. But again, if everyone is pretty much team, or do you feel like Aaron is not with the rumbling? Do you feel like he wants the rumbling to happen?
At this point, it's like a question mark. I think Aaron, at his core, is very protective of the people that he cares about. But he's also like, he's always been, I want to end all the Titans. So like, he always wanted to kill every single Titan. And now he knows too much. So now he's trying to process things, or he has processed things over the last 4 years. And I haven't heard, I'm here to kill all the Titans from him yet. I don't know what Aaron wants. Does he want liberation of his people? Or like, you know, at the end of season three, he's pointing towards the sea. It was like, will we be free when, you know, we kill everybody across that land or across the ocean? So I don't know what Aaron wants. He might just want, you know, freedom via conquest, which I don't think is, that doesn't seem like where he's going now. But the rumbling is the key to conquest for a lot of people. That's why everybody's like, got to kill all the Titans. We got to kill Jaeger. Aaron Jaeger has been like public enemy number one, even before he broke through the play, because they called him out mid play and said, yeah, we got to stop him. Like, we caused him, but hey, like, he has to be taken out. And I don't think anybody wants to take, or anybody's going to take him out at this point. I don't know how you put Aaron down, because he's just at a different point in his career. He's like, you know, he just figured it out. He just broke out of prison. Like, he's not supposed to do that. Once he finds Zeke, which I'm sure he's going to find Zeke too, then we're really going to get to, like, I'm curious to see how long they're going to keep the season. Isn't it 16 episodes? I'm not sure.
That's what everyone's been saying, but that just feels impossible to me. So I'm like, we have 4 episodes left. That just doesn't seem.
But they're going to split it in half, though. I think it's been well documented that they're going to split it in half. Like, this is the first part. Like, it hasn't been confirmed, but it's just like, the manga's not even done yet. We can't finish the anime. Like, right, episodes, right? The manga isn't done till April. So like, this is just what we have right now. I'm sure they're going to take a break, because MAPPA is doing too much. Like, they just finished Haikyuu. They're doing Jujutsu Kaisen, and they're doing some others, doing Chainsaw Man. And now they're still doing Attack on Titan. So like, their studio is definitely kind of getting stretched a little thin. So I think they would like for people to be satisfied with Attack on Titan, I'm sure they're going to take their time. And as we know, the mangaka, they are really into taking their time with everything. Like, they didn't care that the show took like 4 years to come back for season two, or however long it was, and so on and so forth. They don't care about length. Like, they just want their story to be told in the best way possible. So if that means taking more time, take more time, you know. That's just how I see it. So I don't know when the show is gonna actually end, but I would assume that we're getting like 2 parts of the season.
That makes me sad. I think you're right, but that makes me very sad. I want to just know, but I would never ruin it by by reading the manga, though. Like, I don't want to know that bad. I will 100% wait to see the anime.
Yeah, sure.
But I okay, so do you where do you think Aaron's head is at in terms of him meeting Zeke? Like, what do you think? Like, because, you know, Pixis was saying we can't let him get to Zeke or Historia. Like, that's who he's going after. We have to protect them. But I'm kind of like, but what do y'all think he's trying to do? Like, do you think he's trying to, like, defeat Zeke and eat him? Or do you think he wants answers for things? Like, I don't. I'm trying to figure out, like, what his motivation with Zeke is if he's not trying to activate the rumbling, you know?
Right. Well, isn't Zeke royal blood? Like, he's mm-hmm. like, he has royal blood. So I think that's why. Like, if Zeke and Aaron basically tag team, they can start the rumbling whenever. Like, they can get it started. So I think the government of Paradis wants to make sure they have control over when the rumbling happens. And if Zeke and Aaron starts to hang out, that is no longer in their, that card is no longer theirs anymore. So it's just kind of like, they're trying to have some sort of control politically and militarily. And they just don't have it right now. So their last chip is to make sure that either Historia and or Zeke can't be touched by Aaron or the Jaegerish, the Jaegerist, should they say. So I don't know what their plan is to meet afterwards, because I feel like Aaron at this point, although he's been very much action, like he's been very much doing proactive things with his season 4 debut and what he's doing currently, but we're still kind of in the dark as to why he's so adamantly acting like this, because we understand he was writing letters to Zeke and he was in communication with people while he was in Marley, right? But there's been really no explanation of what the letters have been saying, what him and Zeke have been going back and forth with, and just what he's really been seeing through his memories as being the founding Titan, the attack Titan. He has the nun's memories now, I assume, the one that he ate in Marley.
Warhammer?
Yeah, Warhammer. Drink her up like...
I thought she was the maid. I kept saying, like, I feel like it's either the maid or it's the da da da. And I realized, oh, that's his sister. I'm talking about the maid. So disrespectful. So ridiculous. I feel like, you know, once you become one of those Titan shifters, your entire perspective probably changes. Now, I'm confused a little bit on why Armin's doesn't seem to, it's not, you know, he seems like he's pretty much chilling. Maybe his will is just incredibly strong. I don't know. But yeah, I would agree. And I feel like I just need to know what was in them letters. Like when Aaron was picked up in the airship and Levi's like, what the hell is wrong with you? And he's like, well, I explained it in the letters. Didn't you get them? Like, did you read the letters? But...
like that's just okay. So funny to me. I don't know what his sign would be, but whatever it is, it probably sounds like somebody who would choose violence. Like, did you not read the letters? Like, I told you this was coming. That's why you're here, right? Like
someone like, y'all are here, no? Right. Okay, how do you feel about Historia being pregnant?
That was early in the episode, I think. So that kind of got glossed over really quickly. But honestly, I don't really know besides like her immediate implications of like the pregnancy, as far as like her status as, a ruler in Paradis. But outside of that, I'm like, happy for her. She's, living her life. She's not bound by the will of the government. She can go get pregnant. Or, I know there's like the people in Marley, or not Marley, people in Paradis are saying that, oh, she did that to not be chosen or turn into a Titan or something like that. Can't remember exactly what the quote was, but basically they're saying she's chickening out of, being down for the cause. so she wouldn't got pregnant. So, you know, she wouldn't have to do something extraneous, or they can't turn her into a Titan or whatever the case may be. And I was like, damn, bro, it's kind of messed up. Maybe she was just living life. You never know. But
yeah,
it's definitely a piece of the puzzle now, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because, you know, now there's another little thing. Now there's another human that's about to be, you know, with royal blood. But I was just kind of like, thinking about it, okay, so how much royal blood do you have to have? Royal blood do you have to be considered of royal blood? Like, if that little kid were to grow up and have children with someone who was not from that family, like, would that that child then also be able to, you know, be the founding type? Like, I'm just like, at what point is it just too far gone? I feel like that kid, though, is something up with that kid. I don't believe that she just had a kid with some random guy that she fell in love with. Like, her demeanor just seems too... Her story has always been super, like, bubbly, fun, and, you know, like a talkative person, and just interested in everything. And she just seems so, like, downtrodden to me. In like the little scenes and stuff that they were showing us of her pregnant. I mean, I don't know how that would really fit into the storyline, but I'm like, I don't know. That's so random. I almost feel like people were encouraging her. Like, maybe Aaron was like, you need to get pregnant before they turn you into a Titan. Like, I feel like maybe Aaron's goal is to just stop people from being turned into Titans in any way, shape, or form that he knows how, but his communication is just really poor. His communication is so poor. Like, I don't know, like, maybe he need whatever he's seeing, you know, the past memories of people, he needs to tell folks what's going on in his head, what his plan is, because I feel like the government, like, you know, Hanj, Levi, Pixis, all of the people that are in higher positions, to me, have proven or shown themselves to be trusting of mostly trusting of him and, you know, the people that he has around him. So I'm like, you have a good group of folks around you that can actually make power moves. Why are y'all not just strictly working together? Like, yeah, you might have a lot more knowledge and, you know, power on what really is going on in the world and stuff, but like, maybe share that so folks aren't just locking you up. But
no, I can tell you, it's just Attack on Titan, man. It's a world of unknowns. Like, every time, like this last episode, we learned quite a bit and we still know nothing. Like, that's what keeps us going. So I'm willing to still hop on the train.
No, I agree. I totally agree. But man, Peak being on the island, what's next? What is next? Do you feel like everyone's there?
I had to close my application when I saw Peak in the island, because I was like, oh shit, everything's off the table. Like, we have civil war, legit Aaron broke out, and Peak's on the island. So that means really some things are about to go down. Like, somebody, there's a double cross within the double cross. There's three parties involved, and at least two of them parties don't know what's going on. So it's getting out of control. Like, I don't even know what Peak's doing there. Like, the fact that she's espionaging out right now, classic newspaper, hiding and amongst the crowd, I'm like, yo, is she about to like covert op? Like, she's the cart Titan. What does Peak do besides drag stuff around? So clearly this is like information gathering, or they're like waiting, biding time. So that's why I'm like, maybe this is Zeke's doing, or maybe you know, Peak is working with Zeke and Aaron, who knows? There's so many possibilities, but I don't think that's the case.
I just wish all of the, like, I wish Peak, Porco, Zeke, and all of the Titan shifters, I just wish they were all on one accord and would just all be together. Too much to ask, but I wish.
It's a big ask. There's just a lot going on. They're all the same, apparently. That's what Aaron said. I'm just like you. And then he had to do what he had to do.
I said, get up. Come on, bro. What you doing? Get up. He shook his hand talking about, but I'm about to go crazy right now. I mean, I just feel like at this point, there have been multiple times throughout the show where I've been like, Reiner, how is he still here? I don't mind Reiner's character at all. Like, I feel like the world hates him, but I'm like, he literally just did what he thought was best and he was forced to do it. Like, I don't understand why we're, you know, I'm not team I hate Reiner at all, but I am team how many times do we have to get Armor Titan get beat down before Armor Titan is no longer? Like, I feel like we've seen him so many times almost be crushed to dust. How much more can he even take? But I think because Gabby and Falco are on the island, he's like, all right, let me get it together one last time. But I kind of feel like I don't think he's going to do any real damage to the people of Paradise Island. I feel like he's over that.
Yeah, honestly, he's a broken man. I'm sure he's going to come back strong, but he feels like a sports player who's past his prime. Like, he's been a Titan for a long time. Like, I think, I don't know how long he's had it, but I know he had it in early adolescence comparative to Aaron. Actually, that's another thing. When did Aaron actually receive the Titan Serum? Like, was it within a year before, like, his dad left?
And it then, was,
Or should I say before he ate his dad? Because
I thought that it was in that moment. Remember when we got that, like, flashback of, what's that guy's name? The commander who was like with the dark sunken eyes or whatever. He talked about how he, like, Grisha took Aaron off one day. But also, like, why is no one ever, like, just in general on the show, no one ever talked about the fact that Grisha just disappeared. Like, no one ever brought that up. Like, was it just assumed that he was crushed or something? I'm like, why is no one like, where did this man Grisha go? I mean, like, obviously they probably weren't thinking Aaron ate him, but like,
yeah, that's crazy though, right? Because it's like, so if I'm, this is the only thing that always confuses me in Attack on Titan. Episode one, when, you know, Aaron's mom gets eaten by, you know, Zeke's mom, which is so strange, but right. Grisha was there literally the day before and he leaves. So was there like a day that passed where Aaron like doesn't remember eating his own father and coming back within the walls and then sees the walls break down? Like, there's like a time lapse thing that just has never sat well with me, but I've just let it happen because I'm sure they'll explain it better. But we know what happened to how Aaron became the Armored Titan. However, I'm pretty sure Aaron was very young when he was put with the Titan Serum, because through the memories, like, it wasn't like when he got older. Like, what happened? That's what I want to know. Like, I don't know if it's a plot hole or something I'm missing. I might just have to rewatch it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rewatch the show from start to finish and hopefully piece this thing together again.
No, like, seriously, I have watched the show from start to finish multiple times, and there are still so many questions that I'm like, when did that, like, you know? But so from my recalling, what I think the timeline was Grisha, Aaron, and Mikasa, they were chilling one day, and then Grisha was like, I'm gonna see y'all later, peace out, in the morning. That's what I'm thinking happened in the morning. Then that later on that day, that's when the whole everything, and he was supposed to be going to another district or something like that. Later on that day, I feel like that's when the actual attack happened and they were taken away. Now, in my head, it was that same night that he came back for Aaron and was like, you need to eat me right now. And I feel like it was probably like late at night or early in the morning. I can't, from what I'm remembering, like, it seemed like the scene was dark. Now, no, what I don't understand is how he doesn't remember that. Like how you were saying, like, he doesn't remember seeing his dad, then walking to the forest. Oh, well, I guess like we did get little images at some point of him remembering, like we got like the syringe and like his dad crying. But yeah, I don't know. And like I said, they just totally stopped even really, like they would bring him up like, oh yeah, Grisha. But like, that was really it. So I don't know. That's what happened. That's what the timeline was in my head, that like, he didn't get the serum and all that until that day when everything kind of popped off. Cause I feel like Grisha was like, oh shit, like they are doing it. Armored Titan is here. Colossal Titan is here. I need to make this happen right now and get the Founding Titan like ASAP. Also, how did he get the Founding Titan? Grisha, like, was he that well trained? He couldn't have trained. And also, how did he become a Titan on Paradise Island for, oh, but you know what? No, he didn't become a Titan. Aaron did. Even so, how did they just turn him into a Titan in the middle of Paradise Island and no one saw that?
I don't know. There's just so many things. So much going on.
So many things. Like, I don't know. I'm like, literally, how did he best the Founding Titan and actually consume it? I don't know. I'm just, that moment, I really want to know. Like the whole Grisha confronting the Rice family and him getting the Titan. And then I just really am interested to see what really happened in that little ice crystal, little crystal chamber thing. I'm like, I just don't believe that it went that smoothly, but we'll see. Okay, predictions for the next episode. What do you think is going to happen?
I think there's probably going to be a really bad Mikasa and Eren moment. Because clearly, like, Mikasa seems to be in a rock and stuck in a hard place. Because, like, she has this undeniable debt that she feels that she has to Eren. But it's pretty much like Eren doesn't care about her. Like I don't think he really does. I mean, like, I'm sure he cares, but I don't think he cares about her. And I think Eren at this point is full on like, I'm here for the movement, bro. Like, either you with me or you against me. And you can see it with Armin too. Like, Armin's kind of delusional right now. Like, brother got a Titan and he ain't learned nothing yet. Like, he's not with the ride or die situation. Clearly he didn't enjoy doing what he had to do in Marley. And he just thinks he can talk his way out of stuff. And Eren been tired of talking, bro. He's tired of talking. So I think there's going to be a discussion between the three that is going to cause a real rift. And also, I think we're going to find out what these Marleyans been up to in there, bro. Like, something bad is going down. And there's been some communication about these Marleyans. Maybe it's all been a covert operation. Who knows? But like, things are stirring in the pot. I'm smelling the gumbo. I'm just ready to know if it's, you know, I'm not gonna do a food reference. It wasn't going nowhere, but it's some stank. That's what I know. Something not smelling right in Marley or in Paradise. It's just easier to say Marley, but Paradise is where we're at right now.
Yeah, something is definitely not right. And I don't know what, like you said, I agree. I feel like we are going to get that conversation. I wish we would get the combo between Eren and Zeke, but I don't think we're going to get that. But yeah, we are finally going to figure out what Marley is doing there. But, you know, that just goes back to Paradise Island being super naive. Like, why did y'all let them do whatever jobs they wanted to do? Like, they're literally, I don't know. I just, not saying take their absolute freedom away, but y'all are being real relaxed right now. Like, their plot and plan wasn't to get rid of all of y'all. I don't know.
Right. They gave them some lobster and all of a sudden, yeah, build some roads. Yeah, you know, cook, keep going, keep cooking. Why would we stop? But that makes me sad too, because I hope our brother, you know, our mans ain't really one of them.
I don't think he is. I don't think he
is.
Crazy.
I didn't even say he was one of my favorite characters. He absolutely is one of my favorite characters. is that I forgot. So that's my bad. But yeah, damn, that felt so bad. We probably like went for an hour and haven't spoke one word about him.
I know. I also feel bad about that. But I'm just like, he's such a chill, cool guy. I really do not think that he has any, well, I hope he doesn't have anything. I hope the one Black person in the show that really has a role is not on some other ish. Like, he seemed genuinely surprised and offended by the fact that he was being held captive. So, you know.
Just hope he's not a good actor.
right. He's gonna look at Hanji and be like, like, you know, and I'm like, no, I just hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, I mean, I am gonna be pressed if we have to wait like a whole year. Okay, so you feel like if we do the two parts thing, how long do you think we'll have to wait?
Probably till next fall or this coming fall. So fall 2021. Probably when it returns, I would think, give them the time, because they gotta let the manga end, and then they gotta get the story together. So I would say that would probably be the closest timeline, because you know My Hero, they take like I think a year hiatus usually after their season, but they do like 24, so. I don't think we're getting 24. Are we? I should just look it up. I'm gonna look it up after this and see if we get 24 episodes of Attack on Titan. Because if we do, then maybe things are, maybe we don't need a second season, but it hasn't been confirmed for sure. And we're only in episode 12, so 12 more, whoo, we'd be eating.
No, seriously. But I read somewhere 16, but it was like a random blog. I don't know. But like sometimes the blogs do know what they're talking about. But it was so random that I read 16. But everyone's been kind of also saying 16. So I don't know. Honestly, I'll just take what I can get, because this is good entertainment right here. This is some good entertainment. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Ethan. This has definitely been a great conversation. Gave me a lot to think about. The Titan Serum theory, I low-key feel like that might actually be what's going on. That sucks, but dang it. Okay, tell the people where they can find you if you want to be found, where they can find you.
Oh, man. Well, it's always good to be found. So, one, thank you for having me. You can find me at Ethan Orfe on Instagram or The Verb Room Podcast. This is where the podcast is hosted at. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts is out there for you to listen to. Go check it out. If you're in the Atlanta area and you need photos done, check me out. That's it. I don't got too much else to share. I appreciate you, Lene, for having me on again, and you know, keep doing it. And also, if you want to hop on the pod one day, all you have to do is send me a message. Just tell me.
You know I'm trying to hop on a pod. I listen to podcasts all the time. I love podcasts. I'm hopping on the pod. We'll talk about it. But yeah, I'm going to put links to all of that in the description. Make sure you guys check out the podcast. Check out the episode I was talking about earlier on hobbies. It's a good one. But yeah, if you guys want to connect with me, you can find me on all socials at @the_animenay. Look me up on YouTube, @theanimenay, all one word, no spaces. YouTube is weird like that. And yeah, I will catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.